Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And today we're going to talk about the three most common mistakes that small business owners make with a mobile marketing strategy.
So you finally decided to take the plunge and add mobile campaigns to your marketing strategy. Chances are you're going to make a few mistakes on your way to be a successful and profitable path. What are the common mistakes and how you should deal with them when they occur?
Excellent. Before we do that, though, we're going to do the same thing we do with every podcast. If you're a repeat listener, feel free to forward ahead 2 minutes. Otherwise, Hazel is going to take those 2 minutes, and she's going to explain how mobile wallet marketing works for those of you that aren't familiar.
So mobile wallet passes are a direct access marketing and communication tool with customers using their mobile phones. These mobile wallet passes are stored in Apple Wallet and on a third-party app in Android. How they work is that they have a front and a back to them. The front of the pass has your company name, a tagline for your company, and the icon so people can recognize who you are. And on the back of the pass, we have all these fun features. You can have click-to-call emails, click-to-call by phone. These click-to-action links are very important for your company so they have direct access to you. These passes could also have, if you have a podcast, listen links to iTunes or Spreaker or Stitcher, wherever you have your podcast with.
Video, if you guys have YouTube videos, Vimeo, Wistia, you can link directly and it'll launch those apps.
Yeah, if you have any offers for your loyal base, client base, then they'll be right there on the back of your pass.
Awesome. So let's move back into today's show, which is the three most common mistakes. And let's talk about the importance of mobile marketing and the effect that it has on your small or medium-sized business.
Well, today, right now, more than half of the people who find you online are using their mobile phone. And probably 80% of you are listening to your mobile phone right now or to listening to this podcast. So those are impressive numbers. And for sure, if you're not taking advantage of the benefits of mobile, then you're letting your competitors get the jump on you.
So pretty much everything that people as a whole do today has a mobile component. I want to expand on this. We cannot stress enough that the mobile component is huge. We have several other episodes back in the archives, one of which you really probably want to check out if you haven't listened to it already. It's episode number 5, and it's called Online Marketing Strategies Meet Mobile. And you'll be super glad that you listen to it if you aren't, if you don't already have a mobile strategy set up, if you're not sure how to implement one, if you haven't seen the hashtag mobile first, then you really definitely need to go back and listen to this podcast. Mobile first, mobile moments, micro moments. These are all phrases that were coined mostly by Google. And if you look at, say, for instance, Google and Facebook, they have so much data on how many people are using mobile and what sort of dominance mobile is coming into as far as everything that we do online. And, you know, we work with a lot of small and medium-sized businesses. We find that most of them tend to make the same mistakes. Some are big mistakes, some are small mistakes, but they're fairly similar across the board. And the top three, the ones we're going to talk about today, these are issues that are fairly easily corrected, and they can be turned into positives instead of negatives. And, you know, if you're a business owner, your job is probably not... the job that you would like to have is probably not the one to have to go and do technical things and go and do anything other than what your business actually is. You know, if you are a wilderness outfitter, you don't want to be stuck in front of the computer doing updates for this and computer coding and trying to figure that sort of thing out. You want to be taking people out into the wilderness and having the customer experiences with them that your business is about. By that same token, if you're a shoe store, your job owning a shoe store is not to build a mobile app and support a mobile app and do customer service for a mobile app. Your job is to determine what shoes your customers really connect with and what shoes your customers are really willing to buy, and to stock those shoes and present those shoes in a way that your customers will buy those shoes. I mean, that's kind of the bottom line here. It's hard as a small business owner. You have to wear many, many, many hats, and it's sort of like a jack of all trades, master of none in some of those situations. We know that mobile is scary. It's important. Doing it wrong can be the difference between having a profitable quarter and not having a profitable quarter. A lot of your competitors are getting on board and doing mobile, if not perfectly, at least decently. You know, add mobile to social and search and newspapers and radio and TV and every other thing that people tell you that you're supposed to be doing and that is so, so important. And eventually it kind of eats up your time and you don't even have time to run your business.
Right, right.
So with that said, let's go to the number three reason on our list.
Well, failing to adapt content to mobile displays. Just like Kim was mentioning, this is a really big one. If your website is more than 3 or 4 years old, it probably needs a revamp. If you're not sure what it looks like on mobile, it probably doesn't look good.
Gosh, yeah, if you haven't looked at your own website on a mobile phone, it's probably going to be time for a facelift for your website.
Yeah, I mean, Google wants your site to be mobile first.
They do. I mean, you know, you don't need to spend a fortune updating your website to make it mobile ready, but you do need to have at a bare minimum, not even at a bare minimum. Forget about a single mobile page, that crazy m.yourdomainname.com. Okay, that's so far gone and that's so far out there. Don't even bother with that. And if you have a designer or a developer that tries to sell you on something like that, you need to get a new designer or get a new developer ASAP. There are so many simple, easy to use CMSs, which are content management systems, right, like WordPress, Drupal, you could use Wix, Squarespace, you could use Shopify, you could move your online business onto Etsy if you needed to, right, depending on what your product is.
Lots of variety.
It doesn't need to be a huge product. You simply need a front door page that is mobile friendly, and then you need a few pages that describe the business benefits, the product benefits, all of the reasons why people want to do business with you and get the products that you have. You don't have to actually sell anything online, okay? If you're running a shoe store and you don't want to ship to people who live 5 states away, then don't set up a store where people can buy shoes as part of your website. Set up a website that has pictures of your store. Maybe you update the stock that you carry on there, but don't put a shopping cart on there. Don't put stuff that you have to physically manage when it's something that you don't want to do. And if you don't know how to do this yourself, there are lots of places where you can go and you can get reasonably priced help to set up a WordPress website, or to help you set up a Squarespace, or to help you set up your Shopify. This is not rocket science, but if somebody comes to your website on their mobile phone and it looks like crap, they can't even figure out whether you have what they want or not. So that's a sale, a ton of sales, that you can just kiss goodbye straight away.
Right.
So moving on to the number two mistake.
Failing to leverage Google and Facebook for local businesses. This isn't specifically mobile, but the delivery mechanism for the vast majority of local search and recommendations is done on mobile. Make sure to correctly claim your local business listings with Google. I believe it was mentioned in a previous podcast episode.
It was.
Where you can get this done. They you know, Google will send a postcard to you.
They snail mail you a postcard with like an 8-digit number code that you have to go and update on your Google local business page. That's how they verify that you're an actual real physical business. Your Facebook page, you need to be sure that you keep that up to date with things like your correct business address, your correct hours, your correct phone number. You know, Facebook is really pushing everybody into Messenger right now, which is also going to be a payment mechanism. And you know, it's kind of funny because you have these things like Facebook Messenger and PayPal and stuff like that, which maybe they apply to you, maybe they don't apply to you, depending on whether or not you actually want to sell things online. But just because you don't want to sell things online doesn't mean you shouldn't leverage the same tools as marketing components for driving traffic to your business. Mobile is a great way to increase your foot traffic. Keep your locations updated. Make sure that all the people who like your page or the folks that are somehow interconnected with people that like your page, you know, they can get notifications when they're near your business. They can get suggestions about your business. If you are, for instance, a restaurant and you're not listed in Yelp, and I know, okay, the whole Yelp thing about buying ads to get better ratings and reviews, well, it really sucks. But you know how many people use Yelp?
A lot.
I mean, I personally like Urban Spoon, and then they went and changed their name to Zomato with a Z, which I have no idea what the deal is with that. But, you know, it's like today I came to San Francisco to meet Hazel. I flew in from Phoenix this morning, and I was going to take the BART, which is the local sort of metro train for public transport here. And she said, you can either come to this BART station or this other BART station. And I'm staying at my friend's house. And you should take a cab or get an Uber, or you could even walk because it is a really nice day here. And so when I was trying to decide which station I was going to go to, I just did a real quick Google search. I'm like, are there cabs at the such and such station? You know, so I can figure out if I need to pre-book with the Uber or, you know, what's it going to be?
Right.
So these are all different things that we use mobile for, people use mobile for, which aren't directly related to your business, but do have an impact on the sort of foot traffic that you have to your business. Like if I was doing my Google page and I had a physical business that wasn't going to sell anything online ever, or my Facebook business page, and I happened to be 5 blocks from a BART station in San Francisco, I would make sure to highlight that on my local business pages so that it would stand out, so that people who are using public transportation realize that unless it's pouring down rain or freezing cold, it's a really quick, easy walk from the BART station to my business. Come and see me. We're making it easy. We're providing you information, giving you the tools that you need to make a decision to visit my business instead of my competitor's business.
And that's how you keep the edge, and that is how you generate revenue.
Now, the number one mistake
is failing to create calls to action that are mobile specific and using them at the right time and place. Unless you're a big company with a hefty user base, you'll find that a standalone app is well beyond the expense and the time that you want to devote to supporting your most loyal customers. Since there's only ones that might download your app and actually use it more than once anyway.
I know. So if you're going to spend the time and the money to support the people that are already super, super loyal to you, it's not very good ROI.
That's true. It's not.
Bend your mobile efforts. Use your mobile strategies to get more referrals, more foot traffic, more web traffic. You know, get the exposure out of it. Use it in an intelligent way so that you provide people with a lot of reasons and education and motivation to make you part of their journey.
Right. And mobile wallet passes do exactly what Kim just described. They encourage your customers to refer their friends, neighbors, and coworkers while putting you in front and center of new prospects, excuse me, directly to their mobile lock screens.
Yeah, mobile lock screens. Yes. Okay, so I'm walking down the street and I am in the vicinity of three shoe stores. And I know I use shoe stores as an example a lot of the time, but you can probably tell I have a thing for shoes. So I am always like, oh, yeah, let me just pop in that shoe store for a second. No, I'm grocery shopping, but I still want to see what the shoes are. So if I were to get a notification on my Facebook Messenger or get a mobile wallet marketing pass notification done by like your neighborhood shopping association or whatever, just any old thing that might be like, oh, shoe store, oh, wait, squirrel. Yeah, exactly. Anything you can do that increases the chances for people to find you, see you, know that you exist, check you out, give you the opportunity to service them, that's really what mobile should be as a primary function. And you have to create a call to action out of that. You know, just because you're on a Google map and when somebody zooms in, they see Joe's Shoe Store, but then they click on Joe's Shoe Store, the little icon on the Google map, and there's nothing in there. You haven't claimed your local business. There's no reviews. There's no hours of operation. There's no phone number. There's no nothing. Well, that's exactly what it is. There's no nothing. I'm not coming to see you unless you give me a reason to come and see you. Give me a reason to take action.
Right. So, you know, the bottom line is that make sure you're prepping for mobile. Think mobile first in your marketing strategy. And because it really is, it's the here and now. It's present. It's easy to use with mobile wallet marketing. Those mobile wallet passes can, you know, have referrals, can have updates right on the lock screen. So rest assured that they're spending a lot of time and money to create and deploy their own versions of mobile marketing campaigns.
Yeah, I mean, big box stores, big chains. Yeah. You know, if you are a local clothing store, you should know that the Macy's around the corner from you, or maybe they're 100 miles away from you and they're like a field trip destination for the people in your town. They don't care that those people are 100 miles away. They are bombarding them with reasons to adopt their mobile marketing so that anytime they have a sale or anytime those people happen to be in the vicinity of that Macy's, they're going to give them a direct call to action. And this is going to take sales away from you. Now, we're not saying you need to turn into Macy's or you need to turn into Best Buy or you need to turn into Safeway or Kroger or something like that. What we are saying is that mobile is now. It's not the future. It's what people are doing and using right now. Your competitors are taking advantage of it, whether they're the larger stores or whether they're the smaller stores. They're getting on board. They're getting the business. At the end of the day, people, consumers, shoppers only have a limited amount of dollars, time, and energy. They're going to put those in the place that makes them feel most like they want their business and they care about them and they are giving them something of extra value.
Right. You know, think where people are looking. They're looking right on their mobile phones.
They are. Mobile is everywhere. We cannot stress it enough. And I think we've probably beaten that horse into the ground today. So we're going to go and we will see you next time. If you need help, you have a question, you don't understand mobile strategy, you maybe have made all these mistakes and you're sitting there in the aftermath of all these mistakes and you need some help, the website is mobilewalletmarketer.com. Hazel and I are always available to answer questions, give you advice, listen to your comments, just send them in.
Great. Thank you for listening to our latest podcast.